In our previous year, we began a discussion of the din that our Mishnah at the beginning of Perek Cheskes Habatim teaches us. The halacha that an animal becomes a mu'ud, that a person becomes has a chazaka after 3 years. The Gemara connected this halacha to the halacha of Shar HaMu'ud. We quoted a machlokes, Tosfos and the Ramban. How to understand the way the Gemara wants to, what the Gemara means to do. And then we took it a step further by saying that it could well be the machlokes of Tosfos and Ramban is a much more fundamental machlokes, because it's a question of what really happens when we say that an animal is a mu'ud. Is pshat that it's a raya, it was always a mu'ud, or is pshat that the animal, after having done damage 3 times, becomes a mu'ud? And we said that that also may be how to understand what happens when a chazaka on a property occurs. The Gemara on Chav Ches Amid Beis quotes a machloikis of Rabbi Yehuda and Ramei in Masechta Bava Kama. The Gemara speaks about that, as we've been learning, an animal becomes a mu'ud after it did damage 3 times. But Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is that it only is so if it did damage on 3 separate days. Rabbi Meir says that even if it did it all on 1 day, it's a mu'ud. And the Gemara explains the understanding of Rabbi Meir. If it did damage in 3 totally different times, it's still enough to make the animal into a mu'ud. Certainly, if it did damage in the same day, it's considered a mu'ud. So ask the Gemara, L'Rameya, according to Rameya, the Amar Richik Negiyos of Chayiv, if an animal did damage in 3 different times, it's considered a mu'ud. Kiev Negiyos of Loi Kalshkein. So if that's the case, why do you have to wait 3 years, asked the Gemara? If Ochla Tlosa Peir B'chad Yoyma, if the current occupant ate 3 different fruits off this field, going Taina, 3 different times, Lahave Chazaka. Because dates, the Gemara says, don't all ripen at the same time. So if he ate dates in the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening, that should be enough to make it a Chazaka. So Gemara gives a teretz. You can't compare the two cases. When a shor does damage, each act of damage is separate. Whereas the dates, one date was here when the other date was here, when the other date was already being eaten. So the Gemara is teaching us that this machlokes of Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda. So the Mefarshim, the Stipler, makes an interesting point. He says there's a very famous halacha in Shulchan Aruch, Hilchos Tefillah, Simen Kuf Yud Aleph. The halacha over there is speaking about the halachas of saying Masher Ruach Moir HaGeshem in the winter, Moir HaTal in the summer, same Talmatul of Racha in the winter, same Bracha in the summer. And the Shulchan Aruch teaches us that if in the winter, you said Ma'ir Atal, it's fine. But let's say you don't daven Nusach Sfar, you daven Nusach Ashkenaz. And in Nusach Ashkenaz, they say Mashvaruch Marda Geshem in the winter, but they don't say Marda Tal in the summer. So in the summer, you don't say anything in that Nusach Ashkenaz. In the winter, you have to say Mashvaruch Marda Geshem. And if you didn't say it, if you remember, you should say, well, you remember, if you finish Shmon Esrei, you have to repeat Shmon Esrei. So here there's a nafkamina if you daven Nusach Sfar or you daven Nusach Ashkenaz. The other halacha we know is that in the winter, in Eretz Yisrael after Zayin Cheshvin, in Chutz Lartz after December 5th, we say the same Talmud Motor. In the summer, everybody the same. After the first day or second day Pesach, the Chol Hamoed, we all begin saying the same bracha. If you said the wrong thing, you said Saint Talmud in the winter, in the summer, you have to repeat Shmon Esrei. The Shulchan Aruch discusses an individual who forgot, who's confused, he doesn't know if he said the right thing. So the Shulchan Aruch says, if it's within the first day, 30 days, that you remember that you don't know what you did, so we have to be concerned that you continue doing what you are accustomed to do. And therefore the halacha is that you have to assume that you didn't say it the right way and repeat the Shmon Esrei. After 30 days, we could assume that you said it the right way. So the Shulchan Aruch says, in Simen Kuf Yud Dalet, Siftes. The Shulchan Aruch wants to give us advice, a way to avoid this confusion. Says the Shulchan Aruch, "B'yom Rishon Shel Pesach, the first day of Pesach, Oymer Berachas Atagiba at Moir Atal. You say the bracha of Atagiba until Moir Atal, Sadik Pamim 90 times. Keneged Lam Yoyim Shomer Sub Gimel Pam Bechol Yoyim. We just said the first 30 days are the fighting time. So 30 times 3 is 90. So if you say on the first day of Pesach 90 times the Shmon Esrei properly, im ein zeicher, so then if you don't remember, it was Hishke Geshem, Harei Becheskes Shloi Hishke Geshem, we could assume you didn't say Geshem, ein tzarech lachzor. V'kein l'didon, Imam Ad Mechal Kachayim, and the Rama says that we don't say, if you said Mashav Ruach, B'loi Mare Geshe Shemeskiyim in Moise HaGishamim, V'chanoim Shmeis, so now the summer is over. If you'll say in Shmini Atzeres 90 times At the Giber Ad Moir HaGeshem, Im Nistapik Akkachem Hiskem, Loi Hiskesh Hiskir. So, the Shulchan Aruch is teaching us, by saying this 90 times, we could assume that you said it correctly. And this really is, as the Torah says, the minig of the Maram and Rattenberg. The obvious question is, you're saying this Nusach 90 times at one time, one after the other. So, according to Rameyer, that a shor becomes a mu'ud after 90 times, after 3 times, even if all 3 of those stories happen in one day. So here too, you could say all 90 times in one time, it should be enough. But according to Reb Yehuda, that says that only Richik Negichosov Chayiv, Kirv Negichosov Loi Chayiv, so the halacha should be that if you said this 90 times, it shouldn't be good. Because according to Yehuda, a shor only becomes a mu'ud if it did those 3 actions on different days, not if they did them on the same day. And if we look in the Gemara, ask the Magen Avraham, Imsechta Baba Kama Daf Choftal Ramat Aleph. Omer Rav Adabar Hava. Halacha Krab Yehuda. The halacha is like Krab Yehuda. Shreb Yoisi Maidaloi. So now we have a very big question. Here in our Gemara, we're paskening. Here we're saying, there's a machloikis Ramei and Rav Yehuda. If Richet Nigechaisov or Kirv Nigechaisov. We're paskening like Rav Yehuda. So we pass him like Rav Yehuda. How could we, at the same time, paskin in the Shulchan Aruch here that if you did it 90 times in one shot, you'll be fine? Magen Avraham's question. So some want to answer that the Magen Avraham says that it's only by a Shar HaMu'ud that Rav Yehuda disagrees. And the reason Rav Yehuda disagrees by Shar HaMu'ud, because he says if all three negiches happened in one day, we can make an assumption that this is this animal. This animal has this had a bad day, had a crazy day. But if we paskin, but that's strictly by a Shar. In other situations, we won't paskin. Even Rabbi Yehuda will agree to Rav Meir. And therefore, even Rabbi Yehuda could agree to this Eitzah that the Shulchan Aruch gave. The Stipler, however, in Masechta Baba Kama, Simen Chof Tes, says that we find that this Eitzah that I just quoted from the Shulchan Aruch, Simakuf Yudalid, as I said, was what the Marama Rottenberg taught us to do. Rabbeinu Peretz disagrees. The Rabbeinu Peretz says that we can't bring a raya from there. So the Stipler wants to suggest that what is the machloikis of Ramei Rabbi Yehuda? So he says that the machloikis of Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda is the machloikis that we quoted in our previous shiur of how to understand what happens when a shor becomes a shor hamu'ud. If we say that a shor hamu'ud, after it did damage three times, it becomes, that shows that its nature has changed. That is the opinion of Rameya. That if you do something so many times, it's going to be a raya, that's what your natural disposition is now as far, is more likely. So if you did it over three separate days, you become a Shar HaMu'ud because you did it three times. Certainly if you did it all in one day, you'll be a Shar HaMu'ud more than more so. Rabbi Yehuda, however, says the Stipler, oh, what is Pshat, it's a Mu'ud? A Mu'ud is that it's a Gili Milsa, that this is the nature of the Shar. But we can only establish that Gili Milsa if it did damage three different times. If it didn't do damage three different times, particularly as we quoted the Magen Avraham, maybe that shor had to be a day. But it isn't an indication that this is what this shor is all about. And similarly, the fact that so says the Stipler, that is going to be the machloikis of the Maram Rottenberg and Rabbeinu Peretz. The Maram Rottenberg says that hador, becoming a mu'ud, is changing the animal. So hador is what means change, that its nature has changed. Similarly, by saying mashruach or saying bracha, whatever, your nature has changed. But if we learn like Rabbi Yehuda, that what happens is when an animal becomes a mu'ud, that's a raya what it was all along, that we has nothing to do with Moir HaGesha. And that's why Rabbeinu Peretz says that what are you connecting these two questions? So we were up to is a very interesting situation. What we're up to is that we've said in our previous year, there's machloikus toisus in the Ramban, how to understand the connection between Shor HaMu'ed and Chazaka. We suggested that that machloikus was connected to what happens when an animal becomes a mu'ed. And now we're taking that step further, that machloikus will also be relevant, the machloikus Tosfos Ramban, which is a question both in Al Gemara and a question in Shor HaMu'ed, will also be relevant to the machloikus of the Meramei Rattenberg and Rabbeinu Peretz, if this Eitzah of saying Mashiv Ruach or saying St. Talmoter, or whatever, 90 times, will be a valid Eitzah. According to Rav Meir, it will be. Maram Rattenberg's opinion, Shulchan Aruch quotes it. According to Rabbeinu Peretz, it won't be. And that will be the opinion of, and the way we're learning, as we quoted a few moments ago, that the Shulchan Aruch, that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, so maybe we shouldn't do this Eitzah. Maybe we should not do this Eitzah if we pass it on like Rabbi Yehuda.